Fred Gemitter, University of Florida, Citrus Research and Education Center.
Do you discuss cultivars and rootstocks, what's currently available and what's coming soon? Right now, what are you recommending for Florida growers producing lemons?
The currently available varieties are Bears and Eureka. Bears is a heavy-bearing tree, produces more juice. Eureka is perhaps slightly better for the fresh market. It looks better, can be larger size. But we've had a project going in Florida for many years to develop lemons that produce more oil. And this would be a product for the processing industry. Processors will pay for lemons to get juice, but the oil is really perhaps the most valuable commodity that comes out from lemon. And we develop lemon selections that produce maybe 20 to 30 to 40% more peel oil per fruit than ordinary lemons.
And there's currently a trial of some of those high-yielding lemon oil varieties in Bolivia. Can you talk a little bit about that and how that's going to come back to Florida for some new varieties?
We're working on lemons at a time when very few people in Florida were interested in lemons. We were supported by a major beverage company to do this work. They were interested in long-term sustainable supply of peel oil. And we intended to have our trials and commercialization in Argentina, where a lot of oil is produced, but we weren't able to get into Argentina because of phytosanitary concerns. We were able to get into Bolivia with a big farm in southern Bolivia. We brought the material in under quarantine. It was cleared, and we've planted a large field trial there, over 200 acres, and this contains 43 of our top selections that were selected from over 4,200 individual trees for peel oil, selected in Florida. That's the important point. And so at that time, there was little or no interest in field trials of lemons in Florida, so we've moved into Bolivia and have this trial. And we've collected 2 years of yield data, and we're beginning to narrow it down. In Florida, we selected three selections that are the highest yielding for oil, highest oil-yielding cultivars. And we have patent applications in for those three, and they will be available to Florida growers anytime soon.
For Southeast AgNet, this is Tacy Callies.